USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A White House official says that more than 10,000 people were evacuated from Kabul during a 12-hour period on Monday. The majority of the 10,960 people who were evacuated left on military flights. The pace of evacuations is picking up as military officials have reportedly given the White House a deadline to decide on whether to extend the deadline for American troops to leave the country. CNN reporting that military advisors are giving President Biden until Tuesday to make a decision about extending the deadline, originally set for August 31st. And the remnants of Tropical Storm Henri are still dropping heavy rains on the northeast U.S., causing flood watches in parts of southeast New York and southern New England. The storm made landfall in Rhode Island on Sunday afternoon as a tropical storm, dropping several inches of rain across the area and causing flash flooding in several states. The storm is expected to move east and back out to sea late Monday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Shekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The Food and Drug Administration gave the Pfizer COVID vaccine full approval Monday, with health officials hoping the approval could dispel some hesitancy towards receiving the shot. Acting FDA Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodcock called the approval a milestone that puts the U.S. one step closer to altering the course of the pandemic. Former Assistant Health and Human Services Secretary Admiral Brett Garrard tells Fox News that he hopes the full approval will push more people to get the shot.
I think the American people will utilize the news. The poll said about 30% of those who have not been vaccinated would become vaccinated, feel very confident about that once the vaccine received full approval. That just happened. The vaccine is fully approved, and I'm very hopeful that this will push people over the edge to go get the vaccine, because it is our best protection, aside from natural immunity, against all the hospitalizations and deaths, particularly that Delta is causing across the country.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Critics of the White House's plan to evacuate Americans from Afghanistan say that history will not be kind to President Biden for it. Lance Pry has more.
The humanitarian crisis created by open border policies at the U.S.-Mexico border, violent crime on the rise throughout American cities, inflation hurting American families with much higher food and gas prices. Kentucky Congressman Republican James Comer is telling Fox News that history will not be kind to President Biden and his Afghanistan withdrawal crisis.
Well, we certainly can't remove all the troops until every American and all of our allies who we want out of Afghanistan are out of Afghanistan. And I think history will show it's the right decision to remove the troops from Afghanistan. However, you remove your citizens before you remove the troops. I mean, it's unimaginable that Joe Biden thinks he made the right decision evacuating the troops, and then, okay, let's have all of our American citizens and anyone else who we promised refuge to come on out now. I mean, that is the worst plan in the history of America.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Tony Finau picked up his first PGA Tour victory in more than 5 years, winning the rain-delayed Northern Trust on Monday. He charged from three shots back with five holes to go to force a playoff with Cameron Smith, winning on the first hole. Finau finished the weekend at 20 under. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.